This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Hollywood's election fever, the latest presidential movie.
First, though, we go to Spain. There's an investigation going on now that reaches back 60 years into the bloody civil war. That investigation is captivating the public now. A Spanish judge wants to find out what happened to tens of thousands of people still missing from that war. Jerome Sokolowski reports from the northern Spanish province of Valladolid.
After the start of the Spanish Civil War in 1936, this vast region of farmland, woods, and streams fell under control of the nationalist rebels led by General Francisco Franco. Although there was little combat here, it was one of the biggest killing fields. Nowadays, mass graves are being found all over the place. Volunteers have brought in a backhoe to look for the remains of 13 people in an oat field near the village of Izagre. Most of the victims were leftist students brought from a prison about 30 miles away. As the machine digs up the rich earth, several elderly people come out from the village. An old man using a tree branch as a walking stick tells the volunteers they're in the wrong place. It's over there, says Lorenzo Bernardo, pointing to another field beyond a grove of poplar trees. His opinion is respected. Last week, the 78-year-old pointed out another site closer to the village where the remains of 9 people were found. Bernardo says the kids in the village used to hide when the trucks with prisoners would pass. The grown-ups called them camiones de carne, or meat trucks. One night, a group of prisoners was shot and left by the roadside. I was 6 years old and the whole village came and we saw how their skulls were shattered, he says. He turns to his older brother, who was 11 at the time. Do you remember how they had to shovel the remains, he says, as the backhoe begins again. Lest Bernardo forget what happened or where it happened as he grew older, Mother Nature would remind him. Where the dead were, the grain grew this high, he says, holding his hand above his head. Spain is often held up as an example of how a country can make a smooth transition from dictatorship to democracy. After Franco died in 1975, the right and left agreed to let bygones be bygones. But while Franco had allowed his fallen soldiers to be honored, the victims on the left remained in unmarked graves. In Madrid, investigating magistrate Baltasar Garzón has now ordered government agencies and the church, which supported Franco, to hand over any information on the missing in their archives. In the last decade, Garzón has made a name for himself by pushing his jurisdictional limits and prosecuting human rights abuses in Latin America. But it's not clear what he can do about Spain's own past atrocities. Many of the perpetrators are now dead, and a 1977 amnesty law covered the crimes of the dictatorship. In the hallway of the National Court in Madrid, the children and grandchildren of Civil War victims have come to seek a posthumous justice. One of them is Nieves Catalán García. After struggling for so many years, this could be our last chance, she says. Crispulo Nieto Siquendes wants an annulment of the summary death sentence passed on his father and uncle in 1939. I'm going to devote the rest of my life to this, no matter who likes it or doesn't like it, he says. And there is plenty of resistance. Right-wing politicians and some judges have argued that digging up the past will revive the very animosities that triggered the Civil War 72 years ago. Back in Valladolid, two men are playing cards at a bar near the exhumation site. Car mechanic Ismael Casado says he doesn't like what Magistrate Garzón is doing. It's going to reopen old wounds and there will be problems, he says. Many of the volunteers looking for the mass graves are themselves relatives of the missing. Their association has found the remains of more than 4,000 people since it began looking for the graves at the start of this decade. They estimate that 100,000 or more people are still unaccounted for. But time is against them. The witnesses who remember the massacres of the Spanish Civil War are rapidly dying out. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolovsky in Ithagre, Spain.